I pretended to be asleep when I heard Mum come in. She tiptoed into my room, kissed me on the top of my head and smoothed the hair off my forehead. She always does that. I wish she wouldn't. I hate having my fringe pushed off my forehead, but I stop myself from pulling it back till she's gone. I lay awake for hours. I've got some fluorescent stars and a crescent moon on my ceiling, and I looked up at them, trying to make sense of what had happened. All I really wanted to think about was the silkiness of the water as I sliced through it, before everything went wrong. I could still hear its silence pulling me, playing with me as though we shared a secret, but every time I started to lose myself to the feeling of its creamy warmth on my skin, Mandy's face broke into the picture, glaring at me. A couple of times I almost fell asleep, drifting into panicky half-dreams, me inside a huge tank, all the class around me pointing, staring, chanting, "Freak! Freak!" I could never go in the water again. But the questions wouldn't leave me alone. What had happened to me in there? Would it happen again? And no matter how much I dreaded the idea of putting myself through that terror again, I knew I would never be happy until I had the answers. More than that, something was simply pulling me back to the water. It was like I didn't have a choice. I had to find out, however scary it might be. By the time I heard Mum's gentle snores coming from her room, I was determined to get to the bottom of it, before anyone else did. I crept out of bed and slipped into my swimming costume. It was still damp, and I winced and pulled my denim jacket over the top. Then I tiptoed out of the boat and looked round. The pier was totally deserted. Along the prom, guest houses and shops stood in a silent row of silhouettes against the night sky. They could have been a stage set. A great big full moon shone a spotlight across the sea. I felt sick as I looked at the plank of wood stretching across to the jetty. Come on, just a couple of steps. I clenched my teeth and my fists and tiptoed across. I ran to the bollards at the end of the pier and looked down at the rope ladder stretching into the darkness of the water. The sea glinted coldly at me. I shivered in reply. Why was I doing this? I wound my fingers round my hair. I always do that when I'm trying to think, if I don't feel like pacing. And then I pushed the questions and the doubts and Mandy's sneering face out of my mind. I had to do it, had to know the truth. I buttoned up my jacket. Well, I wasn't getting in there without it on. Holding my breath, I stepped onto the rope ladder and looked out at the deserted pier one last time. I could hear the gentle chatter of masts clinking in the bay as I carefully made my way down into the darkness. The last step of the rope ladder was still quite away from the sea because the tide was out. It's now or never, I said to myself. Then before I had time to think another thought, I pinched my nose between my thumb and forefinger and jumped. I landed in the water with a heavy splash and gasped for breath as soon as I came up. At first I couldn't feel anything except the freezing cold water. What on earth was I doing? Then I remembered what I was there for and started kicking my legs, a bit frantically at first, but seconds later the cold melted away and so did my worries. Instead, a feeling of calm washed over me with the waves. Salt on my lips, hair flat against my head, I darted under the surface, cutting through the water as though I lived there. And then it happened. I swam straight back to the pier, terrified. No, I didn't want this. I changed my mind. I reached out, but I couldn't get hold of the ladder. What had I done? My legs were joining together again, turning to stone. I gasped and threw my arms about uselessly, clutching at nothing. It's just cramp, I told myself, not daring to look as my legs disappeared altogether. But then, as rapidly as it had started, something changed. I stopped fighting it. Okay, so my legs had joined together, and fine. Now they had disappeared completely. So what? It was good. It was right. As soon as I stopped worrying, my head stopped slipping below the surface. My arms stopped flailing about everywhere. Suddenly, I was an eagle, an aeroplane, a dolphin, gliding through the water for the sheer pleasure of it. Right, this is it. You might have guessed by now, or you might not. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you promise never to tell anyone. I had become a mermaid.